What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 411. In this episode, I'll discuss potential reasons for an unexpected positive urine barbiturate screen. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode411. When a urine drug screen comes up positive for barbiturates unexpectedly, healthcare practitioners often suspect the result is a false positive. Both ibuprofen and naproxen have been reported to cause a false positive urine barbiturate result in a study of healthy volunteers. The study found that 2 of 102 patients taking NSAIDs had a false positive for barbiturates by the fluorescence polarization immunoassay. This was probably due to interference with that assay from the NSAIDs or a metabolite. One patient was taking ibuprofen and the other one was taking naproxen. In my practice, I've found it is far more common for a patient with an unexpected false positive screen to actually be taking a barbiturate. The barbiturate that often flies under the radar of clinicians is butalbital. This is a short-acting barbiturate and it's a component of Furoset or Esjic, a commonly prescribed analgesic. However, because butalbital is not used for any other indication or available separately, many clinicians do not realize what class of medication it is. Whenever I'm asked to investigate an unexpected urine barbiturate screen, the first thing I do is look for butalbital on the patient's home med list or med administration record. More often than not, butalbital use explains the positive screen. Also, if I recommend a urine drug screen for a patient, I first check to see if they've been taking butalbital. If so, I make sure to let the patient's nurse and provider know to expect the barbiturate screen to be positive. The price for the Hospital Pharmacy Academy will be increasing this Friday, June 28th, 2019 at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Current members and those that join before the deadline this Friday will lock in the lowest possible Academy pricing for as long as their membership remains active. To not lose out on the chance to lock in this low pricing for the Hospital Pharmacy Academy, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.